Hello?
If you can hear this, it's not too late. I return to warn you. This is Time Pop, a podcast that discusses time travel and pop culture. There are spoilers. I've seen the future, and nothing is sacred to these folks. Your past, present, and future are sure to be ruined. Even if you could go back in time, as I have, you will never forget what you are about to hear. You've been warned. This is Time Pop.
Welcome, Chrononauts, as we guide you through the experience of time travel using pop culture as our smoked banana.
Yeah, smoked banana.
We will be your constants. I am Dez.
I am Ari.
And I'm Scott.
And this is...
Time!
A more mellow time.
Oh, man. I was all ready to be a cheerleader. You guys bailed on me. I was like, it's like you boosted me up in the sky and you just let me drop.
What's with the more mellow beginning, Desi? Is it because it's so late?
I was so excited to talk about this movie and my technical issues just sucked it.
Deflated your balloon?
All out. Because now I'm really anxious that we're even going to get through it. So like, even though I'm like, cool, we're recording, there's part of me that's like, until something else breaks.
Wow.
Fingers crossed.
Wow. Maybe if this doesn't work out, we can go into a time travel device, maybe open up a wormhole, and we could correct your network issues before this starts.
I like that. Let's do that. Today, in the present, we will be discussing the Atom Project from the past. You will listen to it in the future, which is now. Project, directed by Sean Levy, starring Ryan Reynolds, Walker Scobell, and Mark Ruffalo. It is the 2022 hot off the presses PG-13 1 hour and 46 minute movie. This is fun.
Brand- I mean, it's Ryan Reynolds, right? It's always gonna be fun.
Well, just the fact that we're doing something hot and new is fun.
Yeah,
hot and new. This thing is like 2 days old.
Oh,
this is fresh. This is a newborn.
This is beautiful. Beautiful. When did you guys watch it? Were you guys a little bit late tonight because you were finishing it?
No, we watched it yesterday.
Did you watch it with the kids?
No, we didn't know what it was. So we watched it solo. Apparently, it looks like Tom Cruise was originally attached to star in it. That's interesting.
Huh.
Would have been a very different film. It's been in development for
Isn't he too old at this point?
He could do things.
I mean, they could just make it 2070 instead of 2022 or 2040.
I know, but then his... Oh, I guess they went back in the past to see his dad. That's true.
You just start farther in the future.
Yeah. He's too old.
Yeah.
He's old news.
It was a fun film though. It was it's a unique plot. This is, and correct me if I'm wrong, but as far as I can remember, the only time travel film where you can interact with your younger self and there's no consequences. I mean, there's some consequences, but like the world doesn't end. Chaos doesn't happen. That's usually one of the most major rules in time travel. You cannot see yourself or everything will fall apart.
Yeah.
You can't touch yourself or some of these things.
Yeah, sometimes you can't touch yourself because your atoms will implode or something.
Yeah.
But this atom did not.
The Atom Project.
Yeah, I was just wondering if they... Did we see them like touch? Oh, they did hug each other at the end.
Oh, yeah. All kinds
oh, yeah.
Of
they
stuff.
Touch each other all the time.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I knew they were close to each other and they were definitely rubbing shoulders, but I was wondering if there was any like handshake, Adam to Adam.
Oh, this is great, guys. Keep the puns going. it was a touching film, right? It's kind of taking time travel as like this vehicle, but it's kind of like a hugging your inner child sort of, literally sort of film, but also metaphorically and emotionally. And dad issues, all of it. I mean, some people on this podcast may have cried a few times.
Holy shit. We will get to the tears. I bawled.
How many times?
I bawled once. I teared up two or three.
Okay. So we're pretty much on par with each other.
All right, out of three. All right, out of three.
I full on cried three times.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I cried everything. I'm one of those. You know?
Oh, Yoda's got a lightsaber. Wah.
I almost had a bonus fourth cry in my therapy session today talking about it.
Yeah, the story was actually cute and it was well acted and, you know, well cast, obviously. I thought it was great.
They almost got me at the Goodwill Hunting moment. You know, when he's like, I love you, son. He's like, yeah, I know that, dad. He's like, no. I love you, son. He's like, yeah, I get it. No. The Goodwill, like, just keep going through them and, like, repeat yourself until they get it and then hug.
That was my... That was where I lost it.
Yeah.
That was my moment when yeah, it was funny. I teared up once or twice and then we paused it with like 30 minutes to go. And I told Kelly, I asked her if she wanted to place bets on whether I go full on cry or not by the end of it. And it was so bad. Cormac, everyone out there, my 6-year-old went and got a stuffed animal for me to hug because he felt sorry for me.
Oh my God, it just made you cry even more because that's so sweet.
Oh, I bypassed the stuffed animal and just put Cormac on my lap and just hugged him instead.
That's very cute.
Little buddy.
It was a movie within a movie.
A lot happens in this hour and 46 minutes.
Yeah. Do you want to start, Ari?
Well, I was just thinking about it today, actually, where, you know, there are movies where like not many things happen, but there are so many scenes and so many things that happen in this movie where there's a bunch of stuff that they don't even show you. They just mention.
Yeah. Like the dystopian future.
The dystopian future. Yeah. For one.
You don't see the Earth in the future. You start off with him in outer space and.
And they just say, oh, things are really bad.
Yeah. He's like, take the Terminator future and like. Times steroids or times 1,000.
Yeah.
And that's pretty bad.
That is pretty bad. Cause yeah, I took it more as like a, just like where there's no middle class. Like that's what I took it more as. There's the rich people in the high rises and there's, which I guess, yeah, that would be like a Terminator world on the ground.
I think it's pretty bad. I think he makes it like they had to go back in time. Like things are really bad. I mean, I know. Yeah. They're mentioning how this woman kind of took over, but it seems like it's, he talks about like the end of everything.
Well, he talks about the environment, which she was like, the environment was already screwed up before we got time travel. So I think it had something to do with the environment.
Oh, I missed that.
Yeah, it was very vague. So your interpretation could have been absolutely right, Desi. I think they kept it vague on purpose.
Yeah. Very unique film in that sense. A very emotional. I mean, I guess Frequency had the dad son thing, but again, teaming up with your younger self, it's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Very different.
Yeah.
I've just read like a few articles today. The people in my nerd comic book subculture is like, this film makes a lot of references to comic books, and here's all 10 examples. And they reference Guardians of the Galaxy as one in the style of like the old school classic rock with outer space, which it starts on. They also talk about like the superhero pose line and
there's a Star Wars
reference films. Yeah, Star Wars reference, and there's like multiverse references.
Well, there's also Back to the Future. You know. There are a lot of time travel movies that reference Back to the Future. It's kind of like Back to the Future is the, what would
it's
you
the constant. It's the standard.
Yeah. Back to the Future is, it's great. Right.
But, yeah.
Well, and it was cool
how,
too.
How meta is it? Yeah.
Because like a lot of movies will like, you know, mention Back to the Future as a nod to the audience. But this movie definitely exists in our universe. Like,
right.
Yeah, I thought that was really cool that they just let this movie happen in 2022 as we see it. It starts off, time travel exists. You just don't know it yet.
Yeah, so cool. So it starts in 2050.
Starts with a bang.
Yeah, action right off the bat.
Yeah.
Right off the bat, they show you how they time travel, right? It's like a laser gun that pops out the bottom of his super futuristic jet plane thing. And he's got to fire it up, right? He's flying super fast. He's just been shot in the, you know, conveniently in the most just through the muscle, through and through.
Does he get shot before he gets in the jet? Or does he get, when he's, is that a fragment of a bullet that goes through the jet and then through him?
His jet does get some shots while we see him, right? I assumed it was in that battle we saw, but who knows?
Because I guess it would have had to have been, because if he had been shot before he got in his jet, he wouldn't have been allowed to get into his jet, as we find out later.
Right.
So, which I guess I just find, yeah, I guess it was projectiles. It's weird that they were still using projectile weapons in this universe where you can produce a black hole. Like you'd think we'd be shooting lasers and not a bullet. But some things never change.
The special effect they used for the wormhole was pretty cool.
Yeah.
So to reference my favorite time travel movie, which is Interstellar, I don't know what the exact number is, but for the movie, they brought in like, I want to say like 20 physicists to talk about what an actual wormhole would look like, because we hadn't had the actual picture of one yet. You know how we have a picture of an actual black hole now? But they brought in scientists to talk about what a black hole, what a wormhole type of thing would actually look like. And I feel like this movie took the dimensions of what they did in Interstellar, where it's kind of like when you look light through it, it's all distorted. It was really cool. I got all like tingly inside when they first did, you know, the wormhole and they were still shooting through it. And when the aircraft went in, it was really cool.
Well, that was cool because they weren't shooting through it. The I noticed the second time I watched it, the bullets kind of went around it. Yeah,
whatever the effects were, it was super cool. Creating a wormhole in an atmosphere of Earth has a whole bunch of holes in it because they were not in space when they opened either of these wormholes. So
yeah, they were.
I don't know.
It was outside the atmosphere in the beginning, right?
There were
clouds.
No.
I thought they were in space.
I'm watching it right now. They're definitely in space.
Oh, they're in space?
In the beginning. But later on, yes, you're right. Later on, she's right. They did do it in the atmosphere.
Oh, okay. I don't know what the physics of opening a theoretical wormhole in an atmosphere would do.
Yeah, gravity-wise.
Gravity-wise. I mean, it's not a black hole. It's a wormhole. So
and it's artificial.
Super cool. Anyway, the effects were awesome. Starts off with a bang. Our hero goes through the hole and he's propelled back in time.
And he crashes.
Yes. And then we come right back to, they don't say it right away, but we know because we've seen movies before, to young Adam running through the halls about ready to get beat up by some bullies.
Right. And it's 2022.
Yes.
And Adam is 12, or this kid is 12. We already know it's him. Apparently he's small for his age and he's got a mouth on him and he's used to getting beat up.
And he's a wise ass.
Can we stop it with the asthma in movies?
Totally. Every kid in a movie has asthma.
Why?
There's plenty of kids that don't. Is it like to show? And it didn't get used later, right? It wasn't. If there was like a moment where he didn't have, usually it's symbolic in something, but no, it wasn't. Didn't come up. It just to show that he's like quote unquote weak. I don't know what their intention.
Yeah.
Why?
Or nerdy.
Yeah. If he had like needed, like I feel like they should have like needed to use his inhaler to like power something in the ship or something like that. Like yeah. For it to just be like, oh yeah, he used to be a weenie and we know that because he has asthma. So
agreed.
Yeah. I think it can be used wisely, but as just a blanket.
I mean, they used it as, you know, the older Adam knowing how to use his inhaler. So it was just another thing to show that it is his older self.
Okay.
You guys did not like the asthma thing. All right.
So, yeah. So he's wise ass. You see that the mom is single, right? Dad has passed. And he's a little bit obnoxious to his mom.
He's a teenager.
He's a dick. No.
I was a wise ass with a single mom, but I didn't. Some of the stuff he said was pretty gnarly.
Well,
you know, kids are coping. I get it. He's coping. His dad passed away. He gets a pass.
Yeah. They're setting everything up. His mom is tired of him being feisty and knowing probably that, you know, his dad passing is what kind of, you know, made him even ornerier. And they're trying to get through this new life. Mom's going out on a date and little Adam is staying home and playing ill-advised video games. And then the power goes out.
The scene where they meet each other is a pretty cute scene.
Yeah, although I don't know. I was saying to Ari as we watch it, like the scene starts and right off the bat, he's kind of being a dick to his younger self. Like most of us, you see younger self, that's a really powerful moment. And he's just like annoyed by his younger self. So that's my complaint.
Well, I mean, I agree with you. He was very mean, but I think they covered that as well because he, as an adult, is not happy, right? And he doesn't remember being happy. Remember?
Did he intend... They didn't cover this. I guess I'm asking you two. Did he intend to go to his younger self? No, he didn't. He intended to go to 2018 and find his lady. So that was an accident.
Yeah.
And he's going to one place he thinks he can get help from. He just didn't even seem concerned about his younger self. There's no rules about that, apparently. Or he's just breaking the rules and he doesn't care.
Yeah. I think it's just, I think just a lot happened. I think he's angry as an older person, and he knows what a shitty kid he was to become this angry person. So I think he's just kind of frustrated and looking in the mirror.
His whole life he had resentment towards his dad for dying and, you know,
and not even being there before,
and thinking that he was never there. Yeah,
there's a lot of stuff to chew on.
Yeah, it was
a lot of dad stuff,
a lot of character.
That always gets Desmond to cry. You get some good dad stuff in there.
Complex characters. So they meet, right, and he slowly realizes that it's his older self. And that's such a crazy concept. Like, to meet either your younger or older self is a really crazy concept. That really hit a nerve for me. I would have loved that, either older, younger, any of it. How cool would it be to meet your younger or older self?
It would be really powerful. That's what I'm saying. I don't know, if I met my younger self, it's not just like wising off and being like, it's like really taking that in and like giving advice and like, what's it like for you? And like giving some wisdom on the other side. It'd be a lot.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I mean, I personally would be nicer to my younger self.
Yeah.
But he had, you know, he was on a mission. He was trying to save the love of his life. He was in the wrong place. He was also injured. He has all this baggage with his dad. So I get it.
I don't think I think I would have been very Ryan Reynolds in this. I think I would have been, because I think just looking at my younger self, I would just be like, you were so fucking stupid. And no matter what I say, you're just going to be stupid for 20 more years. So
would you be compelled to warn yourself about certain things? I would be so compelled to be like, okay, don't do this, don't do that, go do this. You know, like I would be trying to change things for the better for younger me.
Nope. Yeah. Nope.
You wouldn't, Desi?
Oh my God.
As a father, I know it doesn't fucking matter. My dad warned me. I'm warning my kids. And we all drive the fucking car into the mountain regardless. And yeah, so
it's different when it's you and it's your it's worse. Life path.
It's
worse.
It's not a dad. It's yourself.
Worse.
If myself came down in the future and said, whatever you do, don't do this. Everything's like, I would take it really seriously.
Really
even,
seriously.
Even as a punk kid.
Yeah.
One thing, if there's one major, like, hey, you don't want to go to jail for 5 years. So when your friends tell you to help them rob the grocery store, don't do. But just like general advice, like, hey, go to, you know, don't get this
go to
job.
More often. Yeah.
Yeah. Don't get this. Don't get that. Smoke less dope. You know, I know you're just, I don't know.
All right. Anyway,
that's part of my daddy issues too, is just
this is all telling of our relationships with our younger selves.
Yeah.
My younger self is like more awesome than me now. I'd be like, you're the best. Can you give me advice?
I know.
It's like, you're so creative and like you're all this
you
stuff with
all
the world.
This energy and all this hope.
It's like, can I be you, younger self?
Totally. Skateboard more. Quit your job and skateboard more.
Yeah.
So they meet. It's a really cute scene, I thought. And it turns out that the jet that Ryan Reynolds, what's his name? Adam has, won't work now because older Adam is injured. And the jet is also like injured, but it apparently can self-repair, which is very futuristic tech.
Yeah.
So this is maybe why he went to it, right? He was in the wrong year and he says, I go to my younger self because if I'm injured, the ship can't take me. But with his DNA, that'll respond to that.
Yeah. So the ship wouldn't repair itself without young Adam's thumbprint, essentially. And it won't fly with young Adam's without young Adam's thumbprint because older Adam is injured. Apparently it knows, this tech knows. Technology in 30 years, less than 30 years, really, it gets advanced. So while the ship is healing and while Adam is healing, they have time to like bond and do stuff.
Yeah, deal with like his mom and with like giving lectures on his mom and how she's great and he regrets he was an ass to her and about the kid getting beat up and he tries to help him like fight and he pushes the kid a little bit too much and trying to help him fight. Yeah, but there's like some stuff happening.
Young Adam finds the picture of the girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who we find out is older Adam's wife, who is the reason he is coming back in time at all. Oh, real quick before, just another reference for this movie. When he goes out the backyard to hunt to hunt for whatever the noise was. Young Adam, very E.T.
Oh.
You think so?
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a bunch of little nods for sure.
Yeah, it was cute. I liked it. So there is one point where young Adam starts asking all the questions, right? Like, will I remember? Did you remember this? Did this happen already? Oh, yeah. Like all of this. And we had to rewind that a couple of times because they do, of course, talk about it so fast. It's like a requirement when it comes to time travel movies that you just fly by the science of any of the time travel.
But that is such a trope. There is this scene and there is a scene where he's like, here's how it goes.
Yeah.
And he did break it down. And that was great, right? The son said, yeah, do you remember having this conversation with me? And he said, no, when I go back to my time, then he's like, you're in your true time. When I go back to my true time, then my brain will reset and get these new memories.
Yeah, he said reforming memory. It will reform memories. So
what that tells us, Desmond.
What does that mean, ladies and gentlemen? Drum roll, please. What kind of time travel movie is this?
Butterfly Effect.
Ripple, yeah.
Ripple.
And it's one timeline. There's no loop, no multiverse. It's one timeline. And this is the first time that it's happened.
I love this movie because I was writing down, I didn't even finish the sentence. Older Adam doesn't remember. And then they started having the conversation on the screen. I was so, because I was just ready to have that conversation with you. And then they had that conversation on screen. And that was so great.
So smart.
So now, since we're here, let's just get into it.
Okay.
Is it a loop now?
Oh, now that he's done it. No.
Ari is shaking her head now.
That's what's amazing. That this was the first convincing job of linear that I've seen. It actually made sense to me that time went this one way. It didn't require that. And he went back to like help things. And it's the first time I've seen every other linear movie. I'm like, no, but it has to be a loop like Terminator because it's always gone that way and stuff. But this one is fully believable. Linear is the first time it's happened.
Because they destroy the algorithm at the end. Spoiler!
Oh, yeah.
They get rid of time travel at the end of the movie.
If are all versions of Catherine Keener dead?
Yes.
In the future?
Yes.
Oh, you mean once it happens? Yes. Once she dies, they're all dead, yes.
Because it's ripple effect, right?
Yeah, it's ripple effect.
If younger you dies, you die.
Yeah.
When did... Hold on. So... Before Catherine Keener died, though, she met her younger self before this. That still happened.
Yeah, because the getting murdered didn't happen yet.
So older Keener, if that point in time is still connected, that older Catherine Keener is still going to go prior to the events in this movie to younger Catherine Keener.
So if I remember correctly...
It hadn't happened yet. In this,
what's her name in the movie? It's like
Sorian.
Or Maya Sorian.
Maya. So Maya goes back in time and gives younger her the tech.
And also money. They also invested like money illegally.
Mostly, yeah. I don't think she gave her the tech. I think she gave her the investments so that they would not only have the tech, but they would have the money to outright own the tech.
Okay.
I think that's the biggest thing is that they, you know,
they're pretty vague about it.
And then she was funding his research.
Right.
So my question is, and I know we're skipping going over the story right now, but my question I want to get into is they really breeze over why the wife, Zoe, what's her face,
Saldana,
goes back in time. So
I think she discovered what was going on with Sorian and Sorian tried to kill her.
So, but why was she going back to 2018?
Because that's when Mark Ruffalo made the time travel. I think she was going back to try to stop it.
Okay. But they didn't say specifically.
Because that's why they went to 2018.
Yeah. So the wife went to 2018 to like stop something and the bad lady killed her.
To stop Sorian. Yeah. She went back to stop older Sorian from giving younger Sorian the information she needed to become.
Is that what it was? So older Sorian, bad guy lady, went back to 2018 to give younger version of her the information and the money and stuff. So Zoe's mission failed, right? So bad guy lady was still able to give her younger self the supplies, but she didn't die. The wife didn't die. And she just lived there from 2018 to 2022.
Yes.
Okay.
And then... I was just trying to figure out how she exists in the future still, but that's because they went back to 2018 and stopped the 2022 that we see from happening.
Right.
Yeah.
This is an interesting example of just like, it's really time as it happens.
I remember now. Okay. So she said, the younger Maya, bad guy lady, said, you told me when her older self came in, she said, you told me I would never have to see you again last time you were here 2 months ago.
Right.
So it was 2 months ago that she went back to give her whatever information. But then she dies. But does the 2 month ago thing still happen?
Correct.
I mean, that's what you're asking?
That's what I'm asking.
Okay. Oh,
So her first visit.
I feel like it did happen. It still happened in the past, but then they died at this point in the timeline. And I don't know if that does that reset everything.
So, oh, man. So it's grandfather paradox. So no matter what you have done in the future, if your younger self dies, you never do it. Does that mean?
But the younger her doesn't die. The 2 month before the
right
end of this movie.
But she never grows to be older.
She never grows to be older to go back. It's grandfather paradox.
But that.
So for everyone.
But it's not even a paradox, right? Because she just didn't go back.
But it already happened.
It's just changed it.
It's.
Oh, but it's already happened. Wow. That's really interesting to chew on. In this, right? What time that has already happened has already happened. But it's like you said, when you're back in your true time, then everything it resets. That's a really interesting. If you die now, your future self does it go back into time before you died?
Because it's all. It's
oh, that's great. This is the stuff I love.
It's already happened. There's even though it's in the future, it's already happened.
To what that we can say, what are we think? This movie didn't cover that.
Correct.
It could be that she's never in the past because her future self died. Or it could be that like what happened is in that time, but she does die and the future's only changed, but the past has not changed. We don't know if it resets.
You know what I thought?
The past from the future. I don't think it does. I feel like it's moving forward in this one.
So it's a paradox, right? The grandfather paradox. It is a paradox, but it is also a loop, Desi.
But it's not a paradox, right? Because it's not relying on her to go back once. It doesn't need that to keep it going. If like she did die, this all happens fine.
But if this is a loop, then this is the first time it's ever happened. Because
right.
younger, because older Adam doesn't remember this happening as younger Adam.
All right, I'm drawing a line right here. I have a piece of paper. I'm drawing a line. This is Maya's life. This is the bad lady. Okay. So we have, she went through the line once and went back in time to the first time where she went to her younger self, right? Gave her the information, but that changed her entire future. So that changes the timeline. We'll just do this, even though we know it's one timeline. Okay.
She made a branch.
Yeah. So this branch then goes back again, but it only goes back 2 months later from when she went back the first time. So you got the first branch, she went back, it created a second branch, right? And then she went back, but it's on this new branch still. And then she died.
Which means she doesn't get to be.
That's older. A third branch. But it's not a branch. If everyone's
it's not a branch, the timeline just changed.
If
right.
everyone's memory reconciles,
because this is ripple.
That's
effect.
What he's suggesting, right? When he said your memory reconciles when you do make changes, so that does suggest.
But hang on. So look, because this is ripple effect, there's technically not a second branch. So this one, right. don't worry about that. It all ripples, right?
Sure.
So went back to here and died, but this one still exists.
Right,
because it's before the incident.
So you're right. So this is. A loop has begun now.
But it's her future self. This is so great. But her future self, but in the past, but the future self never exists. But this already happened before the break. Oh, it's so good. I want my brain to melt down.
Like, that was a choice by the writer to say, you know, 2 months ago, you told me I'd never see you again.
Well, that was just because she knew that she couldn't keep coming back because she didn't want to fuck it up. She went back once. Everything went perfectly to plan. So
but then Ryan Reynolds went back and she had to chase him down.
Yeah.
But they could, I guess it would have changed the movie tremendously if they would have gone back and intersected that exact moment. The first time she went back to her younger self, it would have just changed the movie because then they would have changed it in that way instead of inside the big giant computer with the magnets and the bullets and the, you know,
but they anyway, could have so had, they could have had the exact same end. They would have just needed three Saurians.
Three of them. That's true.
But wait, it's not a loop, right? It's because now the timeline's changed and none of that stuff ever happens. So
it's already happened. It already happened 2 months ago. It's done. You can't.
But
if they go back.
But that future never happens anymore. So it is not a loop.
If anybody from 2018 survives, if any bad person from 2018 survives and goes back 6 months
What bad person?
They can still.
She was the bad person.
Anybody, but she had henchmen. She had people on her team.
So the ending of this movie made it seem like they had eliminated all time travel. Like they destroyed the machine. They got rid of the algorithm and time travel doesn't exist anymore.
Right.
Correct. From this moment forward in this timeline. But if anyone went back in time.
There's no time device. I mean, maybe it'll happen at some point down the road, but there's no time travel anymore.
Oh, you're right.
The guy that made the algorithm, they eliminated. So this is a new timeline. It's not a loop.
Yeah.
It's ripple effect. It's no loop.
It's not a loop. I think.
See, I want the sequel. I want the sequel where we didn't see the henchman who was left outside jump back in time prior to these events real quick and warn Sorian about what was about to happen.
Yeah, I don't think it's
a loop.
I don't think
it's a loop. And then most of the linear movies are flawed because of this. And I think that it covers not being a loop pretty well. I have no flaws with that.
I guess so. Yeah. If you destroy, but there's no, yeah, I don't believe that because all of his work is out there. Like his students have been given all the math.
But his actual stuff. But his actual stuff, he did not. I mean, that's what he said. No one has this. It's only in my brain and on this one chip.
Yeah.
No one has it.
Yeah, I think that they want it to be a single loop, and then time travel is done. If time travel had still existed, we could argue that it's still happening and it's still a loop. But I think the fact that the writer wanted to completely eliminate time travel means it's done.
I was very surprised when the movie didn't end with Mark Ruffalo living, because I was under the assumption that Sorian cut the brakes on his car and that's why he died in a car accident.
I was wondering
accident.
That. But
yeah, me too.
I guess they're suggesting that didn't happen.
Yeah.
And Mark Ruffalo, like, he's a responsible person to understand time travel, because everyone always just fucks around with it. And he's like, no, you can't tell me anything. Everything's catastrophic. Everything's going to change it. He gets how sensitive that is, because apparently Ryan Reynolds is not concerned about that stuff.
Yeah.
Although the future's so fucked, he's like, what do I got to lose? I might as well.
Well, because at this point, Sorian has already fucked it up so much that if they're lucky, they can re-fuck it up the right way.
Yeah, there's no worse it could be. If he fucks up time, it's only an improvement.
So in the end, they do suggest that the father still dies, even though he stayed home from work that one day.
Yeah, he's supposed to still die.
He is supposed to still die, because remember, she was like, you're not going to work. And he's like, no, I feel like staying home. With him and the little
he was a better dad.
Well, that was 3 years. That was 3 years before he died.
Yeah,
because
it was before he died, though. But now he was a better dad before he died. So then Ryan Reynolds is gonna have less daddy issues.
Oh, because he
was a good dad anyways.
Because he died in 2021 or something.
Yes,
or like 6 months prior in 2022. Whether that was
that was 2018, and then he dies in like 20 whatever. Okay, so he was a better dad for those 2 to 3 years.
Although one could argue the way Ryan Reynolds made it, he was picked on so much that it made him want to be a badass and join the Air Force. So if his dad was extra loving, you would think maybe that would have changed and he wouldn't still be in the Air Force.
Well, what was that school where he met Zoe in?
It seemed like it was some sort of Air Force-y type thing. It was just no without time travel.
It was like a science thing, yeah.
Yeah, I think he was just in good old-fashioned college at that point. Like, I don't think he was in the service in the second time we see it. I think he was just in good old-fashioned college.
They were in college or something. Because,
you know, what have we learned, people? Love and gravity. That's what hold the universe
Thank
together.
Thank you, Interstellar.
And magnetic particle accelerators.
Gravity.
Mm-hmm.
Artificial gravity, yeah. Yeah.
So real quick, so they go back to 2022. They realize they got to go back to 2018. Once they get to 28, I know we've talked about all this, but not in any linear fashion.
Well, you find out that they're getting followed by Sorian, and then some badass dark stormtroopers try to take them down.
Well, first they find his wife. His wife shows up.
Well, when they're fighting the stormtroopers.
Oh, sorry, we haven't got that yet.
So they're fighting the badass stormtroopers. Ryan Reynolds could fight. He's got a really cool weapon. It's like a lightsaber javelin
shield. Like light bomb thing.
It's like a Darth Maul lightsaber.
It's like an energy bomb.
And anyway, you get to see him fight a little bit. They get their ass kicked. I do have a question for you two, what you thought about when they kill people with that weapon. They kind of disintegrate And I thought it was telling Arya, I thought they went back to their time, but was that how they kill them? Or maybe because they kill them now, they disappear?
When you die out of your quantum existence, it gets messy, was the quote from the movie.
So that's because every time he kills them, if they would just die, they would just go, and plop. They kind of turn into sparkle dust and disintegrate.
Well, because they might not be dead, depending on how this reset goes. So they just disintegrate out of this timeline. And
I don't know about that, because when the younger Maya Saurian got shot, she also did the disintegration thing.
Yeah.
She was out of her timeline. She wasn't
the younger one.
Oh, no, the younger one got shot and went back into the machine. So she didn't sparkle dust.
I thought she did sparkle dust.
I don't think she did. She got shot and she flew in. The older one sparkle dusted.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, so that was happening, but then they get their asses handed to them, but someone saves them.
Zoe!
Gamora saves them.
Yes. And they're wow. Badass, and yeah, she's been living in a bunker in the woods for four years. Gathering intel and waiting for Ryan Reynolds to come save her.
Yeah.
And then, so that's when they figure out, that's when she tells him what, you know, why she was going back to 2018. And then she has to sacrifice herself in this timeline, at least, in order to let Ryan Reynolds, both atoms.
Just to like buy them the time so they could fly off, and they use their last time jump to get to 2018.
That's right. Of course.
Was she the one who was saying that she needs to get rid of the time travel? Was she the one who was... Who was it that's decided they need to...
Yeah, she told him, like, this is what you guys have to do. We have to reset this. It's the only way. But I thought it was only a one-way trip. And so if that is the case, how does the kid get back?
Because when just everything resets, once time travel doesn't exist, then anybody who has time traveled...
Oh, that's right.
They doesn't exist on this.
So what a sacrifice. This kid goes with, I mean, maybe a little irresponsible. He takes his younger self because he kind of has to go to 2018. Lets him know it's a one-way trip. If things didn't go well, now the mom lost the dad and her stuff unexplainably. It's a little bit risky, right? And the kids.
But this mom gets twins.
Two kids.
Who are 2 years apart.
That's going to be a little confusing.
If they survive.
Of the twins of the same person.
You're going to have to have the mob get you some identification for Jesus. Adam number two.
So yeah, anyway, so they go back to 2018. It's a one-way trip and they get to see dad.
Dad is the one. I think dad's the one. Isn't it their conversation between Adam and dad when they finally like, okay, we just got to shut all the... I think when they go back to 2018, they're still not positive what they're going to do. And I think it's through... I think Zoe is just like, you gotta, or Mia, she's just like, you gotta go to 2018, that's how you fix it. And then it was when they got to 2018 that they realized how you fix it is by destroying time travel altogether, I think.
Okay.
Right. Okay, and then they go to Mark Ruffalo's class, and how weird is that? We're talking about the weird moments in this film. Your dad, you have your son, you see your older...
Well,
and then also a slightly older, younger version.
I liked how the dad recognized the older version of him, but the mom did not.
Yeah, I call bullshit on that. I feel like a parent would know, even if it's like weird like that, you would be like, that's their face. It's older, but
The son,
the dad totally knew. It's like, is this time travel?
Yeah, and mom just didn't even...
She's like, thanks for the advice.
Well, I think she picked up on it. She just wasn't...
At the end, right?
It was just, it wasn't an immediate, I know those eyes.
At the end, she ran out after him, like, having a weird moment, but sure.
Yeah.
Anyway, the dad also works in time travel, so he's like, all right, this makes sense. But he's very responsible. He doesn't want them to tell him anything. And then, yeah, they work out their daddy issues.
Oh, God, they work out. So, little Adam tells bigger Adam that, you know, he's covered up his sadness with anger and now just thinks of his dad is an asshole who never played with him. And younger Adam, being closer to the experience, is just like, actually, dad played with us a lot for, you know, especially as busy as he is. And he made us a video game and he didn't buy us the backstop because he didn't have time for us. He bought us the backstop because we begged for it.
Yeah, that was a really great scene.
Yeah.
There's some good scenes, good writing.
Yeah. And then the dad leaves. He's like, I can't help you. It's irresponsible, which I respect.
Yeah, there was one line that I really liked the dad saying. He's like, do you have proof that she, the bad lady, changed the future? He's like, no, you don't have proof. There's no way. How would you have proof? Because it's ripple effect.
Because she goes into time and you don't know. Yeah,
you cannot prove that this lady has gone back and changed history to benefit herself and thus destroying the planet.
Is it because he trusts, because his wife had proof at that point, didn't she, when she went to 2018, didn't she see something? Because doesn't he say, like, Maya knows and I trust her?
I mean, she told him, does he have visible proof? No, but he's taking his wife's word.
Yeah.
So yeah, he walks away and then they're like, okay, well, we're going to go blow this place up without a plan. And they fight some more stormtroopers. And then guess who shows up in their vehicle? But good old dad.
Good old dad here to save the day.
And they go into her evil headquarters, which is a giant machine. What did they say? It's the largest
magnetic particle accelerator.
Particle accelerator. Yeah, magnetic generator, particle accelerator in the world. And they go in there because they're going to steal the algorithm because everything is math.
What was the...
This episode brought to you by math.
What was the... like I missed it on my second walkthrough. I know I should remind it. He's another thing that they speed through. He's like, it's the HBCI, the hyperbaric circumventing, and I think even old Adam at that point is just like, it's science. Shut up.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering if you guys remember exactly what he said, because this is the second Ryan Reynolds movie I've seen in a couple months. I saw Free Guy and then this, which show an office building in Seattle that I'm not sure you could actually put a real office building for that view. Like, I don't think the island that looks at downtown Seattle at that angle actually exists. So I'm actually just looking at it right now. And I guess maybe.
This took place in Seattle?
Yeah.
For this one?
This one, I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It was in Washington.
It was in Washington. And then from Solarian, from her layer, you can see the Space Needle.
Oh.
So at this point, Solarian Maya has gone back and she's went to a younger self and like, hey, you never been helping you? Okay, we got to take care of this problem. We got to go kill this guy or he's going to ruin our futures. So they're also headed to her.
So they're all in this building together. Both the evil ladies, the two Adams and their dad are all in this building. The dad and the Adams are trying to steal the algorithm.
Double ladies, double Adams.
And the
double Mayas.
The double evil ladies, you know, stop them. And there's like a standoff and a gun gets fired and cracks. Right.
She's threatening them. And the dad walks in front and he's pretty confident. And she fires the bullet. The armor-piercing bullet.
No, but first, someone's bullet goes off and it breaks the thing and starts all the magnetic attraction things flying. And
Ryan Reynolds, but Adam's buttons start flying off toward it, which is weird that that's the first thing.
Yeah. But then there's some things that are not like metal.
Not the device in his pocket. That was not like the
lightsaber.
The lightsaber.
Yeah. Oh, here it is.
I like how Desmond's watching this in real time.
Yeah, I haven't watched it before now. This is the first time I've seen it.
Although when you listen, this is in the past.
Where is it? God damn it.
Wait, you haven't seen the scene before?
No, he's kidding.
Oh.
ISPCA, Infinity Shifting Plasma Containing Algorithm. That's what makes time travel possible.
Not the flux capacitor.
No. Well, maybe that kind of is. I mean, the flux capacitor could be an infinitely shifting plasma containing algorithm. Tell me I'm wrong. Prove me wrong.
Yeah, I mean, it's creative. These names that they make up for this stuff, it's super fun to think of scientific names for things, especially with time travel. It's fun stuff.
Yeah.
Time travel exists. You just don't know it yet.
So cool.
They get this disc that has the algorithm on it and they put it in their pocket. And then there's the standoff and everything's flying around and the magnetic thing is sucking all the people in that have the suits on. And they get to where the older bad lady is pointing a gun at Mark Ruffalo. And he knows, right? He knows with how they're standing and how young Maya is standing closer to the magnet, in kind of in between them, to the side. He knows that if she fires that gun, the magnetic force is going to pull the bullet before it hits him, and it's going to go right through her and kill her. And then older Maya will never have existed.
And then he says, that was your problem. You never got the science.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't only that that would happen. It was even a specific bullet that had a certain core.
Armor, yeah, the
armor-piercing bullet with this special metal. And what saved his life? Math and science.
Science.
So then they get out of the building about to explode. And then they're together. And then he does the Goodwill Hunting moment. I love you, son. Yeah, no, I know you do. No. I love you. And then the hug. And then if you didn't have the tears already, if you didn't want to really tap into the old, what does it mean, dad? In this son's, in this weird scenario, they all have a three-way baseball catch together.
Oh yeah, that was interesting. It's like, why are we still here? Why haven't we just disappeared? Because we've destroyed time travel. And what do they say? It's like,
it's going to take like 30 years. You have to wait. It's going to reset it.
It's going
to
take a couple hours because we're so deep in it or something.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense. Like, yeah. The time, it all would just happen. But
yeah, it should have happened instantaneously. Yeah,
agreed. Time doesn't, it's a construct.
But we needed that touching moment.
Yeah. You always talk about the dad playing catch with the son, a three-way catch. Adorable. And the ball falls and Mark Ruffalo goes to catch it, and he looks up and they've disappeared back into the timeline.
I'm gonna make an ill-advised argument and say that it wouldn't take as long as it did, but I don't think it would be instantaneous. I think for 30 years to reckon.
I mean, you're thinking of time like a linear construct, which it's not, but also we're thinking of it like when you're having effects on your computer and it's working in real time. It's just time. It would all just change. It's not like a computer that would have to process, I would think. These are all theories.
Well, we're living in an algorithm. You know that. I mean, you're not an idiot, right?
The time is just, it is what it is. And we change it and it's all change.
Yeah.
It's not like if we make a change in 1800, it's not like it takes longer than if it's in 1900, that the time has to think through every second and like a computer does. It's just time. It would all.
I think we'd have to buffer a little bit.
Well, why was evil Maya, older Maya's disintegration instant?
Yeah, you think we'd have to process 50 years.
But there's, you know, allowed them to get home, have a game of catch, and then disappear.
Because she was standing. See, now I think what should have happened, I think younger Adam should have disappeared before older Adam. I do not think they should have disappeared at the same time.
Yeah.
And I can argue that the reason Sorian disappeared instantaneously is because her atoms were in close proximity, and so they were able to reconcile faster.
Okay. So to make it more touching, Rob.
Solved!
Uh-huh. Older Adam tells younger self, hey, when you go back, I don't know if there's going to be an echo or whatever, if you can remember, but give your mom a big hug. And then they both go back to their timelines, and the kid does see the mom before he leaves, gives her a big hug. Which radio is it? The echo? Because he does, or does he know? We think he doesn't know. It's just the echo.
And also, he's not suspended in this right. new timeline
because the dad gave more love.
Well, for whatever reason,
I think it was older Adam telling him not to be a shithead.
But remember, once they told Mark Ruffalo that he was a shitty dad, he stayed home from work.
He wasn't a shitty dad.
Were any of us there?
Not shitty, but just worked all the time.
He worked all the time.
Yeah.
Anyway, now he's staying home, which the family is all shocked by because he wants to give love to his family. So assuming that, the kid had maybe a little bit less of a chip on his shoulder.
Yeah.
So he's not suspended in that time. And then they get to Ryan Reynolds in the far future and he gets to meet his lady again. He did use that line, I found you, which is like trying to do this, like, does he remember? Is it the echo? Wait a minute.
It's romantic.
Love and gravity.
That's all there is in life. Love and gravity.
All there is in life.
It's all you need, love and gravity.
And some water.
And chaos.
So great.
So interesting film, cute, touching, emotional, some good time travel, not too many holes.
Mm-hmm.
There's the only one is the issue we're thinking about of if, again, the past is the past, but from her future self that doesn't exist going to the past, that's an interesting thing to chew on.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not a hole. They just didn't go into it.
Yeah. I liked this movie.
This movie was so great.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I like the lower budget ones because they tend to take more chances, but I like the higher budget ones because it's just fun to watch a well-made film.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was well-made. High budget,
good,
entertaining.
Good acting. Although I got to admit, it's hard to see Catherine Keener in this overlord bad villain role. I know her as like the independent, like talky film, and I didn't buy it with her. I didn't like her as the villain.
I bought her as the corporate villain. Like, you know, if she had been on the ground floor, like really scrapping with people, I would have had issues with that. But I bought her just being the money hungry CEO that was willing to do whatever she needed to keep her power. Because, yeah, again, we don't know how much of a grip she had on society in the future. So hypothetically, sorry, before I forget this again, let's say time travel exists. Do you believe, I feel like any time travel is going to create alternate timelines. Do you guys feel like it's possible for time travel to exist in the way that it portrays it in this, where everyone's memory is constantly getting rewritten with the new past?
So you mean like ripple effect?
Yeah, like all of a sudden we wake up tomorrow morning and no one has a memory of Lincoln being shot. Like Lincoln, you know, completed his term. And
I mean, it's all theoretical. Are you asking us just, if we prefer it? What are you asking?
Which we think is most likely?
Yeah, I guess so. I guess
all these movies are just different theories. They're different takes on it of how it works. I mean,
I'm fairly convinced whether it happens in 50 years or 50 million years, I'm convinced time travel is going to be a thing in some form or fashion. I think time traveling into the future is absolutely going to be a thing at some point. I think we're going to be able to bend time enough to go on a 50-year trip and come back 200 years later. I mean, that's...
Yeah, at least there's no consequences to it, right?
I mean, and that's basically science fact. We just haven't figured out how to build the spaceship yet.
I mean, I think it's, for me, it's more believable that all time is going on right now at different... I still think of it as different vibrations or like frequencies, like a radio station. So for me, if I picture time travel, it's kind of tuning in to the right frequency more than flying in a ship.
So you're not necessarily going back and creating a new timeline as you are latching on to another timeline that's already...
Yeah, and it's all happened. It's already happening. It's happened.
Already on another frequency.
Will happen. But these are all just our theories, right? And this...
You mean like all alternate universes, dimensions?
No, I mean like all time has happened and is currently happening. And I think that time is something that our brains cannot even perceive. And the way that, like, even what I just explained is very hard for us to perceive, that all time has happened and it is happening and it's all a different, like, vibe.
It is weird that time can be manipulated through gravitational force. It's like that right there. It's
fascinating.
Whatever the key is has to do with that, of like actual real time travel has to do with that. I mean, it seems.
Yeah.
So as much as I love time travel, I believe that we will never, ever, no matter how many years in the future, be able to go back in time.
Yeah.
Backwards. Right. Backwards. I think we can slow down time. I think we can event, you know, quote unquote, freeze time for us to be able to go into the future. But I don't think we will ever, ever be able to go back in time.
I think if you can go back in time, the only way to make it possible is you would never be able to go back further than the day you turned your machine on.
Right. It just kind of seems like most things in the universe are set up in a way that works and to preserve itself. And the universe almost wouldn't allow a way where you go back in time and it could be catastrophic and all these paradoxes. So it would almost set it up in a way like Ari's describing, where you can only go in the future and that at least doesn't fuck it up. So it goes in that in a logical way.
But if you are going to a different, let's just say that there's infinite timelines and they're not all synced up.
It's interesting to think of time travel as like time hopping.
Yeah.
Right. Instead of traveling, like you're not going to go in this timeline is what you're on, but you can hop to another alternate.
To dimension.
Yeah. Or timeline or dimension. Yeah. It's interesting. But then it's like, we can't think of going to the future and stuff. What if we think about just hopping into like a parallel timeline?
Yeah. Oh, fantastic.
It's interesting. But yeah, but this one, so again, it's like you were asking us, this movie is just one theory. It could be a thing. It's where just the timeline resets itself. I mean, none of these are true as far as we know.
Yeah. I mean, if we're ever able to find a wormhole and, you know, figure out the physics that construct one and then build a photon wormhole blaster like this movie does. Yeah, I think it was weird. I think that's the thing that, you know, for this movie, you know, it had to be somewhat precise. You know, you at least had to have, I mean, obviously it's not perfect, but it sounds like it could be perfect if you like weren't in the middle of a battle when you were jumping and fucked up your time coordinates. Like, it seems like you could do a very precise. I feel like if there's a wormhole that already exists in the universe, maybe you would always know where it's going to connect you to. But I feel like blasting a wormhole into space and just flying into it would always be a crapshoot.
I just thought of a new hole and an issue. What about the fact that they go to the past with these big silver spaceships and how that affect? That's hardly able to be ignored by people in this timeline that see these giant silver spaceships shooting blasts and like fighting overhead in the sky.
Yeah.
That's kind of an issue. Or that the military didn't come out sooner, get concerned about it.
Yeah, the fact that they were shaped like fighter jets of today.
Yeah. And no one,
like, it almost would have been cool if they had basically made them look like a spaceship, and it would explain a lot of the sightings that we have today. It's time travel.
That would be a cool story of like, yeah, that's what the alien sightings are, is future us.
I mean, there was so much happening in this movie, they didn't need more stuff.
No, they didn't, because then you wind up with the Tomorrow War, and which Tomorrow War was great, but it could have been two movies, and this one they told a very, because I think there's a million sequels just begging to get made out of this movie and this idea. All you have to do, if you get one henchman to go back 12 months right before,
they don't have the algorithm, they have, yeah,
you can hide it, you can tell her, she knows where the fuck it is, she could make a copy of that disc anytime she wants.
Yeah, you could say that she made a copy.
But no, the henchmen can't travel back because all those ships and the things are erased the moment they destroyed it.
It's time travel, dude. You have all the time in the world. Mm-hmm. You have all
the time. They reset it.
It takes time. He would have enough time to warn, because young Catherine is still going to be there until that day. Solarian doesn't get erased from existence. She just doesn't exist. If you go back to 2016, she's going to be there for two more years making thumb drives and shit.
Here's what I'll give you. If when she originally saw her 2 months ago, she said, look, if anything goes wrong, anything goes south, you go in there, you get this, and you make sure it happened. Like, maybe it could still happen.
Well, and maybe she does die. Maybe she does die, but she could still make a thumb drive and have it in a drawer that then someone else gets out.
So there's, like, room for a sequel.
Like this does not, I'm sorry. Yeah, time travel is not over when the credits roll.
It could still, someone else could invent it. I mean, it will, it just might be years later.
Ari.
Yeah.
Do you blast a wormhole into the sky and jump into it?
I mean, yeah, there's no consequences. I mean, except for you could change.
Except for all the consequences.
Yeah, if the future is shitty, yes, absolutely. I would use it.
Yeah, what the fuck are they using this for that's legitimate?
What?
He said, take the Terminator. It's like that times 100.
Right. But like,
it's supposed to be a dystopian future. It's not just money wise. Like, everything's like bad and awful.
But all of these ships have a time machine in it. So theoretically, they need to use them often.
Yeah, they didn't cover that.
Why are they going back? If they're not going back to 2018 to totally fuck up the timeline, why are they constantly going back to 2035?
So in this movie, there's three ships, right? There's his ship, there's the bad guy's ship, and then there's the wife's ship that gets destroyed.
All right.
I think there's a lot of them. I don't think these are the only three time machines on the planet.
Yeah, I'm saying there's at least three that we know of.
Right.
So they seem pretty common.
Yeah.
So they all have this time travel device. Yeah, maybe it's a common thing in the future to travel around, but they don't talk about it.
Only she has it, and he happens to be friends with her, and that's why he's part of their squad. But only Maya had it. I think she kind of rules with an iron fist.
But they talk about reentry and how she died in reentry. It's like, no way, she was the best at reentry.
Yeah.
So it sounded like it was pretty common. The time travel is pretty common.
They're in the time travel squad.
Yeah.
They're part of the inside scoop.
Yeah.
It's funny. You're talking about the alien stuff. It reminded me of an old theory of mine in my world of theories that in the future, we use our heads more. We use our bodies less. You know, we get lazy like in Idiocracy. And we have bigger heads and like limp, like little bodies. And then we get, you know, use more of our brain power. And the alien sightings we've seen is us from the future.
Yeah.
Like that consistent image of like.
Yeah, I've heard that theory before. It's really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone skips leg day in the future.
Yeah.
But oh, we have, skip everything. Yeah.
We have giant big brains, yeah, and we're really smart.
Right. Maybe we can do like telekinesis or something. Maybe we can use more percentage of our brain and the bodies become less important to us.
Well, we will discuss if cryostasis is time travel on another show. Until next time, I am Desmond McNeese.
I'm Ariel Gala.
And I'm Scott Lifton.
Bye-bye now.
Can we just have a podcast about talking about things that totally don't matter?
Yep. Mixed and edited by Desmond McNeese for We Mixed It, LLC. Go to whatsoundsawesome.com.